What's up, it's Cooley China.
How many more licks will it take till I get to this the nigga? Cause I've been at it since the fucker past 18, sick, you're looking at it.
Yo, this is your boy Ricky Rich.
Oh, and I was doing the girl. Oh, I said, oh, 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 and I was doing the girl.
This is Questa, thank God. All the stars, all the hits. This is Latinos Radio.
Welcome, 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 everybody. This is the one, the only Mpoa Nyembe, U Skandisa, U Nyamande, Kanaswele, U Spamandla. Thank you so much for tuning in, man. This is All Things Football. This is the new podcast, actually. So if you are tuning into the show, I want to congratulate you. Okay, I want to congratulate you and give you a round of applause because you are a part of a new beginning right here, man. It's a new year. It's 2020, you know, so it's a new podcast and you somehow found your way to this new podcast. And I just want to congratulate you for that. Secondly, I want to thank you for taking your time and listening in on this podcast. So, what is it called? All Things Football. You know, I could give you a synopsis, but I don't want to do that. Okay, I don't want to bore you. I think it's best that we just get into the swing of things just so you know how we operate in this place. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, like I said, All Things Football. And I'm going to kick the show off with just a, you know, short recap of the sporting results that, you know, took place recently. Obviously, the biggest one that happened was the UEFA, you know what I mean? Where do I even begin? Okay, cool. So yesterday, you know, it's the last 16 and the first game was PSG versus Dortmund. PSG progressed, you know, through to the next round via a 2-0 win on the night. They won 3-2 on aggregate, courtesy of Neymar and who's the other football player? I'm not even sure. I think was it a Neymar double? Well, I mean, it wasn't a Neymar double, but the way Neymar was celebrating, you'd swear that he had, you know, scored both of the goals. But it's definitely Neymar and Juan Bernat. Yes, there we go. Shout out. So shout out to PSG. They progressed. And then the other game was Liverpool versus Atletico. Personally, I was looking forward to this game. Out of all the games that were taking place in the last 16, this tie right here was the most exciting one for me because these are two great teams, two teams who are strong defensively, two teams that are strong going forward. I just couldn't pick, you know, I kind of could pick because, you know, as an Arsenal fan, I wouldn't want, you know, Liverpool to progress to the next round. So yeah, I could pick, but I mean, hey, reality, you know, is another thing. But yeah, man, luckily, you know, for all of us, luckily for the world, Atletico progressed, because had Liverpool progressed, we would not hear the end of it. I mean, Liverpool aren't even EPL champions yet, but these guys are just, yeah, but anyway, let's not get into it. But yeah, courtesy of a Marcus Llorente double and an Alvaro Morata goal in extra time, Atletico managed to beat Liverpool at Anfield, which is something that not many teams can say that they've done recently. And yeah, on the night, the score ended, the game ended 3-2 to Atletico. On aggregate, they progressed 4-2. And I just wanna say that this game was literally everything I expected it to be and more. It wasn't necessarily an end-to-end game, you know, but it was just entertaining to see how disciplined, you know, Atletico was, you know, and just to see how they managed to take their chances, you know, because they didn't even have a lot of chances, but the chances, the goals that they scored, those are like the only, you know, chances that they had, you know. I mean, they had 10 shots, you know, whereas Liverpool had 34 shots. Liverpool had 11 shots on target, which is shocking, you know, and Atletico only had 6 shots on target and they converted, you know, half of those. So that just goes to show how, you know, clinical they were. Even the position that they had, they only had 28% of the position, you know, as opposed to Liverpool's 72%. So looking at the stats, you can definitely see which, you know, team was dominating on the night. But hey, you know, you may dominate the stats and you may dominate the game, but you know, if you don't score goals, or if you don't score enough goals, you won't progress. But yeah, man, that was last night. On Tuesday, it was, you know, Red Bull Leipzig, a German team versus Spurs. And no disrespect to the Spurs fans, wherever you guys are. But yeah, there was just no way that Spurs was going to progress, unfortunately. And that's okay. You know, these things happen. So, you know, RB Leipzig progressed on the night 3-0. On aggregate, they won 4-0. And then the other game on Tuesday was Atalanta versus Valencia. Atalanta won 4-3 on the night. And on aggregate, they won 8-4. Now, I'd like to point out, this is the first UEFA Champions League campaign for the team of Atalanta. This is an Italian team. Not only are they bossing the UEFA, bruv, these people are, this is no fluke. It doesn't seem like a fluke. It's like a fairy tale. These guys are just doing amazing things. I mean, the person who scored all four goals for Atalanta was this, is it their striker, Josip Iličić? I mean, not everybody scores four goals in a game. I mean, I know a hat trick is three goals. I know a brace is two goals, and I think four goals is a milestone. Now, I would love to be corrected. You know, if you know better, then go ahead, you know, correct me on, you know, Madiba's Radio, because obviously this is where the podcast will be, you know, found. So on the Madiba's Radio website, I think it's madibasradio.ac.za/. I'm incorrect about that either. But, yeah, just get on the website and, comment, man, and just, you know, let me know. Correct me if I'm wrong. But, yo, it was a cracking game, cracking goals. It was goals left, right, and center. And it was absolutely lovely to see a game with so many goals. But, yeah, you know, going back to the UEFA results and how things progressed, it's clear that RB, Leipzig, Atalanta, these boys aren't here to play, you know. I mean, they're the newbies of the competition, but they definitely are bossing things. So, yeah, man, I'm actually looking forward to the next round right now. But going back to the website that you can find our podcast on, it is iono.fm/s/75, all things football. Tune in, everybody, and like, enjoy, you know, enjoy the show.
You won't win. You can try, but you won't win. You All I want is money and peace. Money and peace. Money and, money and peace. Money and peace. All I want.
Welcome back, everybody. You just came from a track called Money and Peace by Laurentia. Yes, I know it's a jam. I know it's hard. And that's why I paid it for you guys, because I know you will, you know, enjoy it. But yeah, man, moving right along into the show. This is All Things Football. Thank you so much for tuning in, man. I really appreciate it. Shout out to the love that you guys, you know, are showing by spending your time, you know, listening to this show. So once again, thank you guys so much, man. Now we'll be moving on to another segment of the show, where this is a huge matter, man. I don't even know how to introduce it, but like it's on everybody's mouth right now, and it is coronavirus, aka CoCoV, aka Reezy, aka Corey. We need to dissect how this disease has been affecting the beautiful game of football. And it's immense, man. It's really immense. I mean, for one, the Serie A has been suspended, you know. We're not too sure for how long. It is said that it will be suspended until at least the 3rd of April, you know. So, it's hectic, man. It's hectic. You know, it's made its way to SA now, you know. So I don't know how, you know, well, I mean, our country has been doing well to contain it so far, but I just hope it won't, you know, affect more people, most importantly, and less importantly, I hope it won't affect, like, you know, our football leagues and so on. But that's not the main issue here. The issue here is the other football leagues, the big leagues, the top five leagues that have been, you know, affected. And you know, it seems like Italy is taking a huge hit, you know, because even Juventus, you know, we all know Juventus, the second leg against Lyon will be played next week. I think it will be Wednesday. And that could be an issue, because actually my mistake, on Tuesday, the 17th of March. And that could be an issue, because obviously Juventus is a Italian team and the second leg will be at home. But because obviously of the coronavirus and how, you know, Italy has been labeled as a hot zone for the virus now, I don't know. Maybe some changes will be made. You know, maybe the game will be postponed. Maybe there'll be a new location for the game. So it's really interesting to see how, you know, the world of football will work around this coronavirus thing right now. And with that also, there's just so many questions that arise. You know, like, what happens now? Let's say the Serie A is cancelled, you know, because it's just, you know, CoCoV is just that deep, you know. So who's going to take the title? You know, will we have a champion in the Serie A for the 2019-2020 season? You know, will the person who's number one at the time of the cancellation of the league be the one who, you know, automatically takes the title? There's just so many questions, you know. And it'll be as sad as it is, you know, that the virus is affecting, you know, the world, the football. It'll be interesting to see how, you know, it works around. And I know that there'll be fans of the Barclays Premier League, and there's been rumors going around about Liverpool not being able to lift the title because of, you know, the coronavirus kind of, you know, cramping their style and, you know, stopping their party before it even begins. And hey, man, as an Arsenal fan, like I said, I wouldn't even mind that, you know. And it's really interesting how Liverpool are enemy number one. Liverpool fans are like enemy number one in the world of football right now, because personally, I didn't know that Liverpool fans were this annoying until this season. I just can't deal. These men have, well, let me not say men, let me not be sexist. These people have, wow, the most amazing mouths and confidence in their team. And I mean, hey, they have to, because they are arguably the best team in the world right now. So if that were to happen in the Premier League, what happens? You know, does Liverpool lift the title? You know, let's say Liverpool secures the title in the next two games, and then, you know, the league is cancelled. You know, do they get stripped of their title? Do they keep the title? There's so many questions. But like I keep on saying, we'll see how it all goes, man. Personally, I just hope it doesn't, you know, get, you know, cancelled. And yeah, but speaking of cancellation, last night a pretty huge Premier League game was scheduled between City versus Arsenal, and that was postponed because of my Arsenal boys somehow getting in contact with the owner of, you know, Olympiacos, who is a person who contracted the virus not too long ago. And I don't know how I feel about that. You know, I really don't know how I feel about that. Why are my players getting in contact with the owner of Olympiacos in the first place? What are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Is that why we lost? You know, did we lose because we were bought by the owner of Olympiacos? It's really shady, man. It's really, really shady. But yeah, you know, it was a huge bummer, because that was a game that I was looking forward to. But hey, you know, it's fine. I guess City will just get the whooping a little later on in the week. But it's okay. Another huge ironic thing, though, that the Coco V has sort of done. There's a lot of players that have been testing positive. I know Daniel Rugani has recently, Juventus has just announced that Daniel Rugani, their defender, has tested positive for coronavirus. I know that Thiago Silva as well tested positive last night, hence his, you know, unavailability for the game. And ironically enough, the health minister of the United Kingdom has contracted COCOV, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I said it. The health minister of the United Kingdom has coronavirus. Now, it doesn't get more ironic than that, man. It honestly just doesn't. I don't know how it happens that a health minister gets coronavirus. This is the one person who should be the most careful in terms of contracting this virus. But hey, here we are, man. Like many other viruses, COCOV don't discriminate, brother. You know, you could be a health minister, but I'll come for you. You know? But yeah, man. So COCOV is hectic, but we'll see how it all progresses. You know, personally, I'm really hoping that things will get back to normal. And, you know, even if, you know, games are played behind closed doors, man, you know, I'd really hope that people are able to see out, well, teams are able to see out the season, you know, because it's just sad, you know, not being able to see who lifts the cup or whatever. And I'm even wondering if maybe the Euro 2020 will be affected by this COCOV. Goodness gracious me, I wouldn't want that to happen. I really wouldn't want that to happen.
See you. Hi, I'm Figile Mbalula, commonly known as Razzmatazz Mbawizi Fligile on Flick. You are listening to Madiba's Radio. Keep rocking the Metro, Nana. Let's go.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio, opening up the waves for you to be heard.
Welcome, welcome back, everybody. Yes, yes, yes. This is All Things Football, ATF. And the song I just played is called Fall in Love by Uno. It's fitting because, you know, the people that are on the show listening right now have fallen in love with the beautiful game of football. So it's just beautiful. I love it. Thank you so much. But yeah, man, now we're moving on to the last segment of the show called On This Day. So obviously, in this segment, I'll be letting you guys know what happened. Well, something, you know, that significant happened in the world of football a couple of years ago. And in this instance, I found out that on this day, the 12th of March, 1912. I love how I said a couple of years ago, as if it was like maybe, you know, 2012 or something. No, brother, this is 1912. 19 bloody 12. On this day, 12th of March, 1912, the establishment of the first Bulgarian football club took place. The name of this club was Botev Plovdiv. So I don't know if there's any Bulgarians, you know, listening in on the show. But yeah, if I mispronounce that, please do forgive me. But yeah, Botev Plovdiv, interesting game, interesting team. This happened, on this day in 1912. And, I chose this, this piece of information, for lack of a better word, because I found it interesting how today is the day that the first Bulgarian football club was established. Yet, not too long ago, the Bulgarian national team were, how do I put this? They were exhibiting some, you know, unfavorable behavior. Remember when Bulgaria was playing against England, you know, in, I think it was a qualifier game, a European Championship qualifier game. And, there was just a whole lot of racism going on during that game. You know, I mean, the fans were being very racist towards the English players, you know, particularly those of color. There was just a whole lot of, I mean, the fans, the Bulgarian fans, were disrupting the English national anthem as, you know, it was being sung. Vice versa as well, the English, in retaliation, the English fans, you know, did the same when the Bulgarian national anthem was being played and sung. And, after all of that, man, I remember the world of football was very angry about the behavior that was exhibited on the night by the Bulgarian fans, you know. And, you know, people were calling for heads to roll, you know. And I don't know if, you know, you may think that these fines or these punishments that were put on them were were enough, you know, for the incidents that took place. But after all that, the Bulgarian Football Association was fined €75,000 for racism. They were also fined €10,000 on top of that for disrupting England's national anthem. They also had to play, they had to display the No to Racism banner for the next two competitive UEFA games. You see, this is very tricky because racism is a major issue, you know, not only in football but generally speaking. And you find cases whereby, I know, for example, a couple of years ago, Nicholas Bentner, a Danish striker, was fined €80,000 for wearing underwear that was branded. So obviously he scored a goal, he celebrated, you know, he kind of flashed. Well, he didn't necessarily flash his underwear, but, you know, in the celebration, you're obviously hyped up and things happen. So he was wearing underwear that was branded, you know. I'm not too sure whether it was what brand it was, but he was fined for that. You know, he was fined around 80,000, sorry, not euros, pounds, excuse me, for that. And then you, as a fan, you ask yourself, like, does UEFA take racism seriously? You know, I mean, what's displaying a banner written No to Racism for their next two games going to do? You know, how's that going to change the mindset of football fans, Bulgarian football fans? Because clearly they're a little, you know, they've got some issues with, you know, a particular type of person that is a certain color. You know what I mean? So it's really interesting how all of that was, you know, was dealt with by the UEFA. But hey, man, it is what it is, you know. But shout out to, you know, the club that is Botev Plovdiv. Well, I guess, should I say happy birthday to you, 1912? I don't know, man. I'm not too sure how to feel about it. But yeah, that's what happened on this day, on the 12th of March. This is ATF, everybody, All Things Football, your host, Uspa Waganyembe. And I'll see you in a few.
Yo, what up? This is Questa, the car, and right now you're listening to Madiba's Radio. Stay that day.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio, opening up the waves for you to be heard.
Thank you so much for you guys tuning in. I will be signing out, so I will check y'all next week. Yeah, but obviously, if you'd like to tune in, you know, to the podcast, please do follow Madiba's Radio. Twitter, it's Madiba's with a Z Radio. Facebook, same story, Madiba's Radio. Instagram as well, Madiba's Radio. But this podcast will be put on the Madiba's Radio website, and the website is iono.fm/s/75, and you can find all things football on that bad boy. But thank you guys so much. You can find me on all social media platforms. That is, you know, Instagram, that is Facebook, that is Twitter as well, at @SN_Ababili. That is @SN_Ababili. Follow me, talk to me, give me suggestions, tell me what you'd like me to talk about. Tell me what you'd like me to mention on the next show. Let's talk to me, man. You know, it's a team effort. I may be relaying the information to you, but it's your show because you're the one listening to it. So, yeah, man. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much, man. It's Panyam signing out. Peace.